You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Dave and Dujanovic. Dave and Dujanovic.
There's been thousands of earthquakes in just the last couple of weeks in a country of Iceland. It's on edge. It happened, in fact, in the middle of this interview.
Nú hann náttúrulega búinn líka vistarverum sem að...
There it goes.
Já, reyði þetta yfir.
What was kind of wild about this is when I was watching it, they barely batted an eyelash. The guy that was getting interviewed just kind of looks over his shoulder at the shaking, and it was shaking building behind him, and he just moves on. That's how common they've been recently.
And some of them are as big, like the 5.0 plus range, as what we experienced here in March of 2020 with the Magna earthquake. But the earthquakes aren't actually the biggest danger.
Authorities now monitoring an underground buildup of magma beneath the village, fearing it could burst through the earth's crust within days.
I think what shocked me was a couple things. Number one, I had no idea it was Iceland is Earthquake Island. It has 25,000 earthquakes every year. Most of them are small and imperceptible, but it's really this magma, the lava that is building up underneath, and these constant earthquakes are in part being caused by the lava, or is it the earthquakes that are opening things up for the lava or the magma to flow?
The threats have led to an evacuation of Grindavik, it's a town there of 4,000 people. Jamie Farrell, University of Utah professor of seismology. Maybe you can correct me on the pronunciation of that tiny town that's been evacuated. But this is not new, right, for Iceland, or unexpected, or is it?
No, this is very common in Iceland. Iceland is what we call it's a hot spot, so it's a volcanic hot spot, but also it sits on what's called the mid-ocean ridge. So this is a line through the middle of the ocean where actually the Earth's crust is being formed. So it has both of these. So it's very active seismically and volcanically. So this is nothing really new in Iceland.
So are they typically just kind of small little movements and a little, you know, spout of lava pops up every once in a while? Or do they get really big catastrophic damage?
Well, it depends on where it's at, but they do get some pretty large eruptions. I don't know if you remember, maybe it's a decade ago now, I can't remember, but the volcano Eyjafjallajökull erupted and it closed down air travel in Europe because of the ash that was being ejected out of the volcano. So they're just kind of small volcanic eruptions where it's just lava flowing out. But sometimes they can be kind of explosive and cause quite a bit of, have a lot of far-reaching implications.
We're speaking right now live to Jamie Farrell with the University of Utah as a professor of seismology about what is going on in Iceland. Been looking at this. It's all over social media feeds, all over, you know, major news websites, Professor. And some of the damage, though, to the roadways and some of the areas, the roads are buckled, you know, so it does seem like even though they've been going through this for a while, this is a consistent issue in Iceland. It just does seem like there's a lot of damage.
Yes. Anytime that magma is being intruded into the shallow crust, it's going to make the ground around it move, you know, up or down. And depending on how shallow it is, it can cause some damage on the surface. Now, right now, they estimate that the top of the magma intrusion is at about 800 meters depth, so it's about a half a mile beneath the surface. That's pretty shallow. And as that magma moves through the crust, it causes cracks to open and causes these earthquakes. And they're averaging around 1,000 earthquakes a day as this magma intrusion continues, although it has slowed down in the last couple of days, it seems like. The rates of ground deformation and the earthquake rates have slowed down a bit over the last couple of days. So maybe that's a good sign.
So these magma flows underground, where are they headed, or are they always there, or is this is this an especially unique occurrence?
Well, I mean, it's common. This is what's called a dike intrusion. So when magma wants to make it to the surface, it pretty much follows the path of least resistance, and it follows this you know, path it's taking right now. And this happens a lot. It doesn't always reach the surface. This one may or may not reach the surface. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. And, you know, when it does, we have lava flows. And when it doesn't, then you can still have damage, like you said, even though the magma has not yet reached the surface. So this is a pretty common way for these types of volcanoes to have activity. Same thing happens in Hawaii on the Big Island. There's a very similar types of volcanic eruptions there.
Jamie Farrell is with the University of Utah. He's a professor of seismology. Wanted to have him on the show, even though Iceland is some 3,800 miles away from Salt Lake City. There's a lot going on there, and there's been a lot of news coverage. So we wanted to get to the bottom of it, what's going on with the volcano situation there, and also the 1,000 earthquakes a day. What does your crystal ball say, Professor, about what the days ahead look like for Iceland?
I would say more of the same in the near future, but since I'm not really that close to it, I wouldn't really want to speculate on where it's heading. I don't really have the data to make that decision.
Yeah. Does the damage typically come from the explosion, the ash, the lava?
All of the above. Just depends. Like I said, there's already been damage to some infrastructure, roads and stuff, just from the deformation on the surface. But again, if lava was to reach the surface, depending on where it came out and which way it flowed, you could have a lot more.
Do we ever have
a lot more damage?
Do we ever have any this type of seismic activity in Utah? I remember after the 2020 quake, we had a lot of mini earthquakes and aftershocks, but 1,000 a day sounds like a lot.
That's true. Those are different, though. Those are tectonic earthquakes. So that's the after a big earthquake or a moderate earthquake we had 5.7. That alters the stress regime in the ground, and then these earthquakes are kind of that response to that altered stress regime. These are being caused by magma being intruded in the shallow crust. Now, this has happened in Utah a long time ago before anybody was here. We do have some fairly recent lava flows down in central Utah, down by the town of Meadow and Fillmore. Out there, it's called the Black Rock Desert. So, you know, there has been volcanic eruptions similar to this probably a long time ago in Utah.
Well, we appreciate you joining us, Jamie Farrell, University of Utah, professor of seismology.
Yeah, and in Iceland, just the latest is that they've had 1,000 earthquakes a day. They've had several thousand in the last couple of weeks. So this has been going on for a hot minute there. And there's been an evacuation of at least one town of 4,000 people. I was trying to compare that to somewhere in Utah. I can't come up with the town off the top of my head where there's 4,000 people.
It's pretty small.
Maybe Kaysville?
Yeah. We're 30,000. Come on.
We're
not that small town.
And don't know what the projection is. You know, it's Mother Nature. She gets to decide.
It is very interesting when you look at the map of Iceland, you see this magma flow. Mm-hmm. It travels a very long way. It's almost like this river to the sea kind of in the center of Iceland, and it just travels. So that's where the destruction is coming from.
Next, inflation numbers just released today. Stock market going wild after hearing that's 3%, looks like year over year. And in a weird twist, Dave, some say regifting for the holidays could be the answer to helping stave off inflation even more. I don't know if regifting is the answer.
I knew it! You're a regifter!
Yeah. Can you get over the idea of being regifted too? What about being the regifter? Are you ever forgiven for that? Going right on the money with that next.
911 emergency.
They kidnapped my son.
What would you do if your child disappeared and someone you trusted was responsible?
We thought he cared for McKay, when in fact he didn't care for anyone.
Listen to Ransom now at ransompodcast.com.